Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. A little bit more focused on the precious metals and the precious metal stocks as I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Now Jordan, you put out an alert to your subscribers last night that was warning for a further correction, something that we are absolutely getting today. Let's focus on the ETFs like GDX, GDXJ, and SILJ. Fact of the matter is, these started rolling over about a week and a half ago, kind of middle May, and the most recent rebound that we saw at the tail end of last week, well, that petered out pretty quickly, and now we are right back to on the lower Bollinger Band on the daily chart and testing out some of the moving averages. What are your thoughts on how this correction could look as we progress through what looks like a bit of a not long-term correction, but this correction currently?
Yeah, Corey. I mean, yesterday you had basically a bearish reversal or a bearish candle in the miners, GDX and GDXJ specifically. And after yesterday, you could make the case that, well, the little bounce that we had the previous 4 days, that was a counter trend move, and we're still in a big correction. I think the decline today really confirms that, especially in the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index. That's something I also included in the update. Today, that's broken down from a bear flag. And as you noted, that looks even worse than GDX or GDXJ. So the biggest stock, you know, that index is the very biggest stocks like Newmont, Barrick, even Franco is in that. So that index, those stocks, I mean, they led the recovery in March. They were making new highs before GDX, and they've been really weak recently. And so they've broken down from a bear flag today. And, you know, we're seeing something similar in GDX and GDXJ, although they're not like GDXJ is actually down less than GDX, and it's down 3.25%. But the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index is down almost 5%. So the sell-off is being led by the largest stocks, which led the rebound. And this is really a good thing, Corey, because a couple days ago I was worried if this move kept going and we made new highs, that, you know, that could lead to a bigger correction, like something that could last 6 months. And, you know, you see a lot of that in gold mining stocks. I mean, you look at what happened in the early 2000s, there were a lot of corrections that lasted 6 to 12 months where the market would make a huge move higher and then it would consolidate. The 08, the 2008 to 2011 period was different in that, you know, you had this huge rebound and then you had just a steady uptrend for 2.5 years, but you did have, you know, quite a few 17 to 23% corrections along the way, at least in the early stages of that rebound. So, I like what I'm seeing. You know, GDX is now, I haven't looked at it yet. It's made a new low. So it's down, I don't know, 14 or 15% from its peak, trading at 32.81 right now. But the way this is setting up, Corey, this is textbook. This is within a larger textbook bullish setup where GDX is retesting its breakout. It has that previous resistance and now support at 30, 31. And you could even say 31, 32. GDXJ is just consolidating after hitting its 7-year resistance. So the short-term technicals are bad. There's going to be more selling here. But in the larger picture, this is very healthy. This is resetting the market. And, you know, we are probably going to see a buying opportunity. I don't know. Maybe it'll come as soon as next week or the week after.
Now, Jordan, a thing that you said there that I think is very important to understand is that, yes, this fall off or this correction is being led by the majors, the same majors that were driving the broad sector higher, well, outperforming the broad sector when it came to stocks, and that correction level, right around that 30-31 level for GDX, that is almost exactly a 20% correction from the levels that we were at. When it comes to a buying opportunity for all those that have cash in the portfolio, is this a buying opportunity mostly for the majors because they are leading the way down?
It's a good question, but I would I think it's it looks like we're in a real bull market. So I think it's a buying opportunity for everything, honestly. And I would just, you use the trend in the market to help you, to help your timing into various stocks. But it's, I would just say generally it's going to be a buying opportunity. And then you just have to pick the company, you have to try and pick the best companies for you.
Now, what about something like silver? Because silver was making a run. It was actually performing very well. However, it did top out just short of $19. The silver stocks were outperforming on the upside. But I think you can still make the argument that silver is lagging and the chart doesn't look nearly as good as gold and gold stocks.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Silver was unable to surpass 1850. I mean, it did have one close above 1850 on Monday, but now if you're looking at the weekly chart, you're going to have probably a bearish candle around 1850 again, maybe even the monthly chart. I don't know. And this is the end of the quarter too. So, that's going to make it more interesting where it closes. However, I mean, I just pulled up the daily chart of silver and I don't think it's that much of a negative, Corey. Silver has, it's tested 1850 to 19. I mean, almost four different times since, in the last 12 months or really in the last 9 months. So I think, when this correction is over, it's going to have a chance to surpass 1850. But when we look at, I think part of the sell-off today is being, I see the 10-year is up quite a bit. So, if bond yields are higher and, the stock market holds these gains for the most part, you're going to have somewhat of a renewed optimism. Then inflation expectations might pick up some more. And that's the environment where silver will outperform gold. So I think, if that's really the reason why we're corrected, I haven't looked too much. I've just been focused on the technicals. I haven't looked at the other markets to really pinpoint like the exact reason why we're selling off. But I mean, if it's because, if it's a renewed optimism, temporarily that's negative for precious metals, but that just generally, if we kind of stay in that environment for a while where, renewed inflation expectations are going to be a driver for precious metals, that's more bullish for silver than gold. So I'm not, even though silver, it might have another ugly candle on the chart. I'm not too concerned about that. I think it's, I think on the next leg higher, it's going to be able to break through 1850.
Okay. Well, Jordan, let me update you because right now there is this rotationary trade going into U.S. markets out of some of these high-flying tech sectors. There just seems to be a bit more optimism when it comes to the U.S. equity markets, and that's why I think we're seeing a sell-off in gold, even the U.S. dollar, and treasuries. Does that mean, though, that we need a bit of a U.S. market correction here, a little bit of a head-shaking correction where people understand that maybe things aren't just going to be perfect for the U.S. economy, for the markets, and investors need a little bit more of a defensive position, a change of what it has been over the last really only week and a half?
Do you just mean for the next kind of intermediate leg higher for precious metals?
Yeah, exactly. Something that puts a bottom into this current correction for precious metals.
It's a great question, but I think at some point, the trends in precious metals are well established and they're strong enough that, you'll get, when they hit those support levels, like you'll get some buying naturally. And, at some point I think the stock market will correct and people are going, if this rally in the market keeps going, at some point people are going to be concerned about inflation expectations and they're going to, wake up and think, well, we don't have the negative rate story anymore for gold, but if we're going to have higher inflation and higher inflation expectations, that's another reason to buy precious metals. So it's a very good question, but I think I'm not that worried about it at this point. I think the larger trends in precious metals are well established, and I don't think we're kind of in the situation where we were 2, 3, 4 years ago, where you know, the trend wasn't as established, and then the trend in the stock market was quite a bit stronger. I mean, on a relative basis, the larger trend still favors precious metals over the stock market. I think that's going to continue for, you know, the next couple of years. So even though the stock market has had a great rally here, I don't think it's foretelling some, you know, great bull market to come.
Okay. Final question then. We have seen GDX already correct about 13 to 14% at its current levels from that recent high in May. Is this a time when you would even consider offloading some of the stocks maybe that haven't corrected as much to build up some cash, waiting for a bit more of a fall, or is that just getting a bit too cute in this picture?
It's probably getting a bit too cute. I mean, unless you bought something at the bottom and you are up like 200%, you know, unless you made a fantastic buy, here are the reasons why you would sell. Number one, you know, you buy, it's a loser, you lost money, you're cutting your loss, it didn't work out. Number two, there's something fundamental that changes. Number three, this is a good reason if you come across something and you think, wow, this is a better option than something I own, I'm going to switch these. Then the fourth would be what I just mentioned to begin with, is you buy something and it's gone up 100% or 150 or 200%. It's too big as a percentage of your portfolio. Just trim it, you know, sell a third or sell 40% or whatever. So those are the reasons to sell.
All right, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there. Good chatting with you. Thanks for recapping a bit of your note that you sent out to subscribers. And I think the overall picture here is don't get too worried for all the precious metals investors during this correction. Corrections are very natural. This is, one of the bigger corrections already that is happening after that run from middle March. And again, it's just part of more of a bull market, but let's pay close attention to where the next stopping points are, which right around that 30 to 31 level on GDX. Jordan, thanks for your time today. I'll chat with you next week. Have a good rest of your week.